Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, our king, he is who will save us. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them, "Thus go to the lordship of the house of David. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. With the cost you have received, with the cost you are to give." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The heart of Jesus is always open for us. He is always caring for us, expecting more laborers to follow him, to do the service for the kingdom of God. This is always ready. This is ready with a kind heart towards us. So let us learn from him. Be gentle. Be open. Be helpful. As if Jesus would do the thing. So important that we keep our mind in silence, in prayer, expecting God is giving us special strength to console people, to help people. Without God, we cannot do anything. So important, our prayer, just offer to him, telling him that we want to follow him. We want to do whatever he wants us. Be joyful, moment by moment, to live the will of God in our daily life.